It's time to get real. What? What is time to get real? What does that mean? And who is this hairy, sweating man? Who? What's going on Daily Renegade? I'll tell you what. I'm so sweaty. I tried to snap. It didn't even snap. I'll tell you what. My name is Cody Peck. That last name might be a little familiar to some of you guys out there. That's because I'm the baby brother of the kind of famous Josh Peck. I think I'm at least a whole decade younger than that cotton top. So he's getting up there in age, and well, I guess so am I. But he's been bugging me for a long time now to start my own show. To have my own podcast on his channel. And I think it's because, I don't know, he like cares about me and what I'm doing, and he wants me to succeed in life or something weird like that. So finally, I decided to give in. And, you know, here it is. So what it's going to be about is I'm going to find the hottest spot I can find. And I'm going to set a timer, and I'm going to see how long it takes for me to sweat all the liquid out of my body and pass out, you know, conk out or whatever. It's pretty groundbreaking stuff. I don't think there's been any other show that does that. It's going to be the first. We're here to, you know, to bring it. Here on Daily Renegade and Get Real. So let's start this clock. Let's see, it's about 2 o'clock right now. I say I got about 3 hours in. I'm just joking. Like, what a horrible idea for a show. This guy's serious? Why would Josh let this man do this? He's not. He's not an animal. But first, let me tell you why I am in a hot situation and am sweating profusely. I currently live in a human zoo, and what that means is there's miscellaneous bodies just scattered all throughout the entire house, and we also have 3 dogs, like so many guinea pigs, and so many chirps and burps and noises and all this and that I thought I would choose the hottest day in Michigan so far to sit into the trailer with no AC and keep the window shut while I film for some reason. So that's that. Get all the sweatiness out. Get all those horrible jokes out of the way. I'm really excited for the show. I've been the behind the scenes guy for a lot of the Daily Renegade stuff alongside with my girlfriend Savannah. We've been in charge of editing the videos, creating the thumbnails, making sure that they get uploaded on time to all the social media sites that we're involved with, and that sort of thing. So now, this guy's getting his own show, and it's great. There was a lot of self-doubt within me, because I'm like, my voice is way too stupid, you know, to host. I can't torture people like that. Then, you know, with all this nonsense that a lot of you are probably aware of, with YouTube being, you know, basically the Antichrist, and demonetizing Daily Renegade and shadow banning a lot of videos and all this and that, I figured I better just at least get some content out there, just to at least to make Josh happy, you know, just to do that. Because he's kind of like my boss now, so I'm trying to keep him happy. For those of you that don't know about the demonetization of Daily Renegade, it's awful. It's not even awesome. You know, everybody that's involved with Daily Renegade, they're not in it for the money, the fame, I guess. They're not in it for anything like that. Literally, everybody is just trying to save eternal souls. We're all Christian. I'm a Christian. And what's the big deal with that, YouTube? why can't we just try to help people? So it's quite strange that that's all we're trying to do, and they come up and they're just like, oh, you just want to save eternal souls, huh? I'll demonetize, shadow ban, we're about to delete you. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me because I don't know if you guys are aware of a rapper called Cardi B, but she can have all her YouTube videos up and she's like seriously just half naked dancing around being all crazy. And we're over here just preaching the gospel, being nice people, and they don't like it. It's weird. So I really don't understand what the heck is going on. It's not right, you know? And it feels like there's a huge evil presence in the world that dictates whatever it wants. Whatever it wants to do, it just kind of happens. I talked to a lot of friends about kind of this topic real quick, about like what's going on in the world. Doesn't it just seem like there's too many coincidences, too many pushes and directions that are anti-Christian? Every major political event, every like major topic, whether it be abortion or this or that, it's all anti-Christian for some reason. And you see this climb more and more, and it's super weird. And I know that the reason why I probably think this way is because I am like I do believe in like a lot of conspiracies and stuff like that. Not like all the crazy ones. Like I don't believe in flat Earth. Not that, you know, not even that it could be or that it's impossible or possible. Just doesn't matter, right? Look, if the Earth is flat, I'm still right here talking in a camper, sweating. Same thing if it's round. It just doesn't matter. So that's why I'm just like, no, it's probably round. I'm pretty sure it's round. But if it's flat, cool, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I know I'm like a conspiracy guy, and I think part mainly the reason why I'm a conspiracy guy is because I basically got to be real close to like a major one, I feel like, with the whole Flint water crisis thing. I have a lot of friends that live in Flint and still do live in Flint and still have water problems. Going over some friend's house, they'll turn on the tap and it's coming out brown, and you could have it in a clear glass, and I feel like you like just see stuff floating around in there. And some years ago, before that came into public about what's going on, like being goofy and joking around with some friends, be like, man, these people in Flint, crazy, you know? Something's got to be in the water making them dumb and crazy or something, you know? Making them all angry. Everybody's all shooting and being mad, you know? And then that stuff happens, and maybe it was. What's the effect that it's had on the people, you know? I don't understand. Like, you could drive through the Flint or the hood, if you want to call it, and if some of you are watching or from like a bad neighborhood, or you ever drove in a bad neighborhood, and you could see some people, you know, kind of just walking the streets, and they're just like talking, like just like, but they don't have a phone. But they're angry and they're like yelling, but there's no one else with them, and they're getting all mad and yelling or singing or something, and you know they ain't listening to music because you don't see no earbuds, and they're not wearing pants, so I don't know what's going on over there exactly, but it's a wild place. It's a real wild place. But I don't want to get too far into that because I feel like in the future I definitely will do some episodes where I just go around and we can just talk to the people in Flint. I'm real cool with easing to the people, so I'm not afraid of people out there. People like me, you know, in person. You might not like me through the computer because I'm just ranting and sweating, but that's all right, you know. I'd like to give you guys that aren't from an area like that, some sort of inside perspective, on just, what it's like. And then also up and coming, I think I've seen Bigfoot one time. I want to do a Bigfoot hunt, whether I find him or not. I always thought it'd be super fun. And coincidentally, it is kind of in Flint too. Maybe he's out there. No one would ever think to look there for him because everybody's scared of the place. Really, if you think about it, that's like the best hiding spot a Bigfoot could think of, really. I'll go over here in Flint River, swim around with the lead. They won't look for me here. But I want to have all these shows like that. But most importantly, I want you guys watching to enjoy yourselves because the world's crazy and filled with nonsense and anger and it shouldn't be. The world's sick. The world is literally sick. I would love for you guys to come to Daily Renegade. You guys get to watch all the other shows. They have all the good biblical information and good stories, and that's all great. It's great to learn and develop and build a relationship with Jesus and all that stuff. But it's also, I think, important to relax and to have fun and enjoy life, because even though the world is sick and dumb, people are drinking lead water and Bigfoot's hiding in Flint, and the earth may or may not be flat, there's still a lot of great things to enjoy and to love and to laugh about. And I'm gonna cut this a little bit short because I don't want to make my intro super long, and I don't want to bore you guys to death, but stay tuned. I'm gonna do my best to put out some exciting, fun stuff. I want people to have fun, enjoy themselves, and be happy. And yeah, maybe, yeah, and you know what? Maybe we'll learn some stuff, and then maybe me and you, and the rest of the Daily Renegade family can actually literally find Bigfoot once for all. I don't know. But I'd be super stoked. Thanks for watching. See you next time.